good. I just can't move my neck. Good morning. I am Lori Gardner. I am assisting Pastor Claire with the worship service today. Actually, Pastor Claire and I are assisting the band and the choir with the service today. We're just kind of up here. I will take some breathing points here as I'm getting over some stuff. The friendship pads should be up here. Pastor Claire will pass those around. Please, if we already have your address and phone number, just sign your names. And if you're a visitor and wouldn't mind giving us more information, we'd love to welcome you and get to know you better. Downstairs after worship, I guess it is refreshments, but it's really not refreshments. We're having our pancake breakfast. Is that correct? All right. So I think we're asking just a donation to send our youth to camp because, well, as you all know, camp is my passion. So I like to get as many kids out there as possible. as you can tell, today is Jazz Sunday. It is a couple days before Mardi Gras, but unless you wanted to come again on Tuesday, I don't think that, I don't know that the band is available then, so we're celebrating today. And as I said, it's a fundraiser, the pancake brunch, we'll call it, is a fundraiser to help the youth attend camp at La Forêt. The Lenten season begins on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, very late this year. Maybe we won't have snow on Easter. Who knows? but we will have an Ash Wednesday service here at Vista Grande at 5:30 on March 6th, Wednesday. And then on Friday, March 15th, Pastor Claire and Liz will be renewing their marriage vows at Vista Grande. This is an invitation to all of you who would like to come and celebrate this wonderful event and shed a few tears and be happy and celebrate and all that other stuff. Okay? And what time is that? Clara doesn't. At 5:30. And that's on the 15th. Okay? With a reception to follow. I thought that was a surprise. That's why I didn't say anything. Surprise! You're having a reception. are there other announcements? Back here, Carolyn, Amy, we both have your hands up. Okay. Your microphone's there or here or here, Amy. Amy, I pick this one for you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I am a member of VIBES, Visually Impaired and Blind Skiers of the Colorado Springs Community. This is an organization that has come about in order that anyone with a visual impairment may be actively engaged in outdoor recreational activities and social activities throughout the whole year, not just skiing. However, some outdoor physical activities are more expensive than others, and so we do fundraise to be sure that anyone who wants to participate may participate. One of the fundraisers that has been developed by members of VIBES is a singing group that will take a popular song and tweak the lyrics to reflect what VIBES does, and they perform at different places around Colorado Springs. This Tuesday, to extend this Mardi Gras celebration, VIBES will be singing at the Ivy Wild School because the Ivy Wild School every Tuesday will donate a portion of their beer sales to, yes, Karma Tuesday, to a nonprofit organization. And this Tuesday, their beer sales are going to Vibes. And if you, from 6 to 9, if you come, you will be able to see Vibes performing on the hour, every hour, and you might see a familiar face there.
Awesome. And that's so much better than the whistle pig. Are there any other announcements? Okay, please read your announcements that are written in the bulletin, and then let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship by remembering our guiding values: love, grounded in faith and hope; acceptance, that includes respect and welcoming; caring relationships, family, friendships, children, community. All right, and if you are able, please stand and join me in the call to worship. This is my favorite, just ask the choir. Sing a joyful noise to the beloved, all peoples of the earth. Serve love with a glad heart. Join hands in the great dance of life. Open the gates of your heart with gratitude and enter love's court with praise. Give thanks to the beloved. Bless love's holy name.
For love is of God and lives in your heart forever, with faith, truth, and joy, now and in
all that is to come. Amen. 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 And our opening song, featuring our band, is When the Saints Come Go Marching, which they should have done this season, but they didn't, so. The Saints.
So I get to welcome you all to our third annual Jazz Sunday. Thank you for all coming out on this wonderfully warm Colorado day. It was 8 degrees when I left my house this morning. Just a little bit about some of the music, and so we started off with Stompin' at the Savoy. Maybe some of you weren't quite here yet, but we squeezed that in there. And then we had a little time to kill, so we also threw in there Freddy the Freeloader, and it's just an old traditional blues. So we're going to do When the Saints Go Marching In. You all get to sing along, and if we could have our choir come up and help lead us through the singing, and we're going to have the band do some solos. So we're going to start off with the band. So this is ad-lib as usual, nothing rehearsed, so we're just going to kind of wing it as we go. That's what makes it jazz. It's all improv. And so When the Saints Go Marching In, we'll start off with the band playing through one time, give it a good Dixie kick here and get it going, and you all join in. The words that are in the insert here, there's the first verse and the second verse, and I see we got the second verse again. So what I'm going to suggest is when we come in and sing, the band will play one time through. We'll all join in and sing the first verse and the second verse, and then we'll let the band play a little bit and do a few couple solos in there, and then we'll come back and sing the first verse and the second verse again. So let's go with that. That's our format here.
No, just
so here we go.
Yeah.
I actually almost did have ask Mallory to read this because I am struggling, but I love this reading so much that I decided it was worth the struggle. Feast and Fast from Jim Berklow's Book of Common Prayer. So let us feast on simple pleasures and fast from all that gets our bodies and souls out of balance. Let us feast on kindness and fast from sarcasm. Let us feast on compassion and fast from holding grudges. Let us feast on patience and fast from anxiety. Let us feast on peace and fast from stirring up needless conflict. Let us feast on acceptance and fast from judgment. Let us feast on joy and fast from jealousy. Let us feast on faith and fast from fear. Let us feast on creativity and fast from all that deadens our souls. Let us feast on social justice, and let us fast from negligence of the most vulnerable. Let us feast on service to others, and fast from selfishness. Let us feast on delight, and fast from despair. Let us feast on bread and wine in spiritual communion, and fast from all that keeps us from communing deeply with each other and with God, so that our lives might be sufficient, fulfilled, complete, whole, enough. Amen.
Ready for another song? Okay, so we're going to do Rock of Ages. Last week we did the song from The Greatest Showman, This Is Me, and I commented about the timing of that song, that it was one of the more current songs we'd done. It was published in 2017. Well, this is going to the other end of the spectrum. This one was written back in 1763 by the Reverend Toplady, 256 years ago, and first published in the Gospel Magazine in 1775, and I didn't even realize they had magazines back then. And as I was reading through this, I didn't realize there's actually a Rock of Ages. It was held that Toplady drew his inspiration from an incident in the gorge at Burrington Combe in Mendip Hills in England. Toplady, a preacher at the nearby church of Blagden, was traveling along the gorge when he was caught in a storm. Finding shelter in a gap in the gorge, he was struck by the title and scribbled down the lyrics, the initial lyrics. The fissure that is believed to have sheltered Toplady now is marked as Rock of Ages, both on the rock itself and on some maps, and it is all also reflected in the name of a nearby tea shop. The Rock of Ages. So when you're in England, be sure to go by for a visit. So we'll have the choir come up and sing this one for us. And
blow me away every time. Wow. Just another day. Yeah. Yeah. You know, last week. No, I'm just kidding. So it's really appropriate that we get to celebrate with your talents and with the joy that you bring, because that's what Mardi Gras is, right? It's about indulging, and it is about celebrating, and it's about getting fat, and it's about really just being grateful for what we have and how much we have. Yes? And that's where Mardi Gras comes from. It's the idea that you eat everything in your house that's fatty, it can go bad the night before Lent starts, so that the next day you can starve. Makes sense theologically, don't you think? How many of you grew up with the idea that you were supposed to fast? Right? Or give up something. Really suffer for 40 days, right? And where I grew up, in my tradition, that was about so that you could have some inkling of what it must have been like for Jesus to suffer for you. I could never connect giving up chocolate for 40 days. It just didn't make sense to me. Now, you could also do things, and so I got into the spiritual practice of going to church every day, which actually, now that made a little more sense to me because it was intentional, and it wasn't about leaving something behind, but actually coming home to something that I had always known, right? And I think that theologically speaking, for me, that holds a little bit more, that makes a little more sense. It's an invitation to return, which that whole notion of repentance is about. That whole notion to return and to come back. And oftentimes when we are doing something out of obligation, theological or otherwise, it doesn't really make the same impact that doing something because you choose to do something can have. When you do something as a spiritual practice, when you do something because you feel compelled to be part of something that is sacred and holy. And so we are about to enter a season that really calls upon us to really focus on what it means to be involved with something sacred and holy. Not giving something up or doing something out of obligation, but rather giving something up or doing something because we are called to do so, and we believe that in doing so, we can actually make things better. I'm going to challenge you a little bit. Lori read this wonderful, wonderful reading, "Let us feast on faith and fast from fear." And I'm going to use that one particularly, the fasting from fear, because I think fear often can inform and direct us in ways that are not helpful to anyone. When we give up, we tend to do it, again, out of obligation, but also from a place of scarcity. We think that we are giving something that, ooh, I really need that, right? And I'm going to challenge you to make part of your spiritual practice giving up something from a place of blessing, and rather than scarcity, abundance. When we do our stewardship and I come around and I ask you to do a pledge and to give all away your millions to the church, I'm sure you're all saying, ooh, but I can't because, ooh, this might happen or that might happen. But I promise you every week, I bet you find money for coffee. I bet you find money to go out to dinner or the movies or Girl Scout cookies, 'tis the season. Right? I bet we find ways where we think, oh, I can do that. I can indulge in that. That's okay. And don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. All I'm saying is that sometimes we forget that we really are abundant, that we are living in a place of vast abundance. And so here is my invitation. Over the next 40 days, we in this church are going to be exploring a variety of spiritual practices that we can do together or you can do by yourself at home. But the one that I'm going to ask you to do, one that comes from a place of abundance, is I want you to be aware of those places where you indulge, not just on Tuesday night, but that you indulge. And maybe you indulge in something 3 times a week. And I'm going to challenge you that on one of those times, or 3 of those times, that instead of using your resources for that, you put that money aside. And so if you go and you go out to dinner twice a week, that you take one time and you put it aside. If you buy 6 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, buy 3. If you go out for coffee 5 days a week, 2.5 of those times, take that money and put it aside. And at the end of Lent, we will collect what you have put aside from your abundance. And we will apply it to a special missions, one that we are already involved in, but which by then we'll know which one of the many missions that we are involved in will need that money more than the other. Now, there is a church that did this. They didn't tell their congregants why they were collecting the money. And it was a big church, hundreds of people. And they asked that folks do this, that they go on this 40-day fast from a particular indulgence. And at the end of that 40 days, they collected enough money to pay off the student loans of 6 of their members. Student loans would be college loans, right? So I'm challenging all of us to come from that place of abundance and to make a spiritual practice that which really matters and really can influence someone else during this time. Are you up for the challenge? Can I have a drum roll, please? Are you up for the challenge? Amen. Thank you.
All right, our next song, This Little Light of Mine, written in the 1920s, originally a gospel song, was later adopted amongst many by Zilphia Horton amongst many other activists in connection with the civil rights movements in the 1950s and 1960s. This song is going to feature Audrey, Evelyn and Bridget singing the lead, with the choir putting in some backgrounds for them. We'll vamp 4 measures on the A flat and we'll come in on the A on the A minor.
Okay.
4 measure vamp in A flat.
Feel free to join in, too.